No, thanks for having me.
First off, great achievement. A fantastic night last night. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Oh, superb. It was a fantastic evening. And I think we're just fortunate that we dropped on a kind of the opportunity to win it at home in front of our home fans and a superb bit of sunshine as well.
I was going to say, does it help as well that it was against a Wakefield Trinity side like that as well? Because we're never going to make it easy last night.
No, I watched the game last week when they beat Leeds and they were superb. They were putting a terrific performance and we knew they were coming here. There was no pressure on Wakey whatsoever, so they were coming here to kind of spoil the party, as you'd say. And there's a bit of pressure on us, but I think it's great that we kind of had that pressure on ourselves. We're in that position that we've got to deal with those kind of situations. So, no, it was a special night, and it was nice that it was a local derby at home. Just made the atmosphere even better, and then to get the victory was even more special.
I was going to say, being able to do it over there at the Mendoza Jungle as well, must have been really special just to do it in front of the fans last night.
Oh, superb. They deserve it. They've been great for us all year, over the last few years. Well, ever since I've been part of this club, they've been superb and stood by us. And last night was, I mean, when I was going around the fans and that, and the kind of messages we've had all week and all year really is how much it means to the supporters here of Castleford, what it means to win a trophy. And the team playing well, I think, is kind of good enough for the majority of our fans. But to be actually in the position we're in now is kind of dreams come true. So but we're as a team, it's kind of just goal number one ticked off, and obviously we've put ourselves in a fantastic position moving forward for a couple of months down the line as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, even when you've been going around the town, there does seem to be a real buzz about the Castleford Tigers in and around the area at the moment.
Oh, for the last few years there has, yeah. We are playing some good stuff, but the fans that are behind us and the travelling support we're getting and the atmospheres we're getting when we're playing at home is terrific. And I think that's why our home form has been so good, just because of our fans and the kind of atmosphere they're creating. And so it's a massive advantage for us. And like I've been talking about for a few days, is what that would mean to us to get the home tie in the semis moving forward is a big advantage for us as well. So we're in a real good place as a team. Last night was superb, and it's nice now that it's a shame that we're not featuring next week, but also in the grand scheme of things, it's not too bad really. We can prepare for what's going to be a tough end to the season, for big games against some quality sides, and we're really desperate to carry some momentum going into the playoffs, and that's a real important lesson I think we've learned over the last few years. And especially 2014, when we were in the playoffs and we weren't carrying form, we weren't carrying momentum going into it, and we struggled. So I think it's important we're playing well going into that game.
I was going to say, like you say there, the first one ticked off there for Castleford. Is all the focus now on the grand final and not about letting any sort of focus slip now?
We don't really talk about it too much, to be honest. A lot of the talk was just about focusing on the Wakefield game. We spoke a little bit about the League Leaders' Shield earlier on in the week, and the kind of the pressure that's going to be on us. There's a lot of talk going to be about it, and we openly dealt with it. And but when it came to a few days before the game, all the focus turned on to preparing for Wakefield like we would do any other time. We're playing a Super League team, so I think we handled that very well.
Yeah, and I was going to say as well, whenever I've been over to Castleford, there's always seemed to be a fantastic team spirit there, a great team spirit between the lads. Is that something that's really helped you through this season?
Oh, we've got a great culture. We've got a great culture here, and it's led right from the top through the coaching staff and then through the boys. Everyone, there's just a great set of lads, really. Every single one of the blokes, you've make an effort to fit in, be part of the team, and I think the culture we've got here now is a certain standard you've got to reach and set. And every day you come to training or whenever you take the field, you've got to reach that standard. And I think that's helped create the kind of culture we've got now. But you've got to be a good bloke and be part of the team and contribute to the team on and off the field.
I was going to say, because it always seems like one of those when there's so many players in there with so much skill around you, it must be fantastic being out on the field with them as well.
Oh, yeah, like we've got a great bunch of players and we play well as a team, but there's some individual talents in there that are special, and there's some players there that are going to be up for some pretty special recognitions at the end of the year, talking kind of Man of Steel contenders and and people that are playing the form of their life. So that really helps when you're trying to win trophies and be in them important games where you need a game breaker. I think we've got more than one game breaker in our team. So no, we're in a real good place. But it's important we keep our heads down really and focus on these last four games. Of course, we're going to enjoy this weekend. It's the perfect timing for us. We're next weekend off. We can get it out of the way. But come Monday morning, it's kind of a bit of a fresh start for us. Kick on and prepare for the end of the season. But like I said, with the individual players, there's some very talented people right across our field. And it's not just one area where we can break it down. And I think last night showed our right edge was absolutely superb. Ben Roberts, Jake Webster, Mike McMeekin were just on fire. And they caused Wakefield's left edge no end of trouble.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And just finally as well, man, what's it been like playing under Daryl Powell for these last few years as well? Because like you say, he's instilled this culture and everything that's been built over the last few years. It must have been a real pleasure working under him these last few years.
Absolutely, yeah. Since he came in around 4 years ago, his big thing was setting the standards to kind of create a bit of a culture here, kind of getting the players he wanted in, the people he thinks are going to work well together. So now that was an important thing. What Daryl's doing, and he's just great at not kind of getting stagnant or standing still with anything. He's always trying to evolve it. They're always improving, trying to improve us as players and as a team and developers. So I think that's what makes him a special bloke. And he genuinely cares about Castleford Tigers. He cares about all the blokes, and he cares about the game in general. And he openly talks to us about playing a certain way and playing the way he thinks rugby league should be played. And I think we've kind of achieved that to a certain level this year.
Yeah, well, Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Massive congratulations on last night, and enjoy the weekend coming up as well. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Really appreciate it. Thanks very much.